when sitting ends or when sesshin ends, we often at the end have a gatha. We call it the closing gatha that's recited. First there's three hits on the han, and then whoever's hitting the han comes to the front of the zendo, no, excuse me, the door of the zendo, and says, "Let us be reminded respectfully, life and death are of supreme importance. Time swiftly passes, and with it our only chance. Each of us must aspire to awaken. Be aware. Do not squander our life." In a way, this gatha, Bodhisattva's vow, Heart Sutra, all of these are extra. And yet, these extras are necessary for us because we refuse to be aware, to be who we are. Refuse in the sense that we cover it up. We hide it from ourselves. We hide our life from ourselves. And therefore, all verses are required, are necessary, are useful. Useful because if we are willing to be reminded by our life practice, by our life-death practice, we can see what's called for to be the life that we are, to be the universe that we are, that this life-death offers us to manifest. Or we can see how we're squandering it with our stories, whether to ourselves or others, with our reactions to this swiftly passing time. This swiftly passing time, which is always just right now. This, as the Bodhisattva's vow says, this moment's flash, this moment's flash of thought, being, this moment's flash of delusion and attachment, this moment's flash of the awakened life. It's all and any of those, depending upon what and how we do it. We can make up all sorts of stories. This needs me. I have to do this. I have to take care of that. That's not fair. That shouldn't happen. I'm too busy. Just right now. Here now as is. And yet I'm too busy to be here now as is. I'd rather. And you fill in what we'd rather. So, we have a gatha. We have gathas of closing the zendo, closing the day. Let us be reminded. So, can we remind ourselves, not just when we hear that, but the answers. Remind ourselves when we're saying, he needs me to do this. She wants me to do that. I shouldn't have to have this. It's not fair that this is happening to me. They promised. And in the midst of that, be awake, be aware. Being aware is aspiring to awaken in the midst of, you could say, what seems to be right in front of us, all the stories, right in front of us. So we almost have to remind ourselves, aspire to awaken, and therefore notice how and where we're believing what the delusion right now is. What the, she is doing that to me. He's my husband, friend, cousin, or fill in whatever else. Or just notice where you're thinking about, how could they say that in public? How can they do that in public? And notice what you're entangling right there. The point of the gathas, of the sutras, are in one sense to reveal, to open up to us what always is so, to remind us, to bring back to mind what's unceasingly manifest right now. Not something new. And yet, it's something we refuse to be over and over. And our opportunity is to notice when our refusal, how our refusal is coming up here, whether we call it blind tendencies or delusions or attachments. We don't have, those are big fancy names that are general names, but those aren't much use, because what's important is to notice what and how I'm saying it right now, acting it right now, believing it right now, reacting to what the universe is saying in the form of, doesn't matter who it is, doesn't matter if it's the wars somewhere in the world, some politician, a relative of mine who did or didn't do something, or some story on the video, on the internet, on the cell phone. All of those are only moments arising, but our reactions to them are our own bodhisattvas saying, look, look, look what you're believing. Look what you're feeling. Look what you're saying. Look what you're doing. Sense this life right here, right now. Because it's only in this life right here, right now, that you take care of this life and death, this time swiftly passing, because this is our only opportunity. There is no other one. There is no other one. And our tendencies, even our blind tendencies, are our friends. If we can sense them, taste them, feel them bodily, taste them with our tongue, with our ears, eyes, in the various forms that they manifest as this moment's flash of thought, reaction, delusion, attachment, whatever you call it. And then allow them in being present, being here now, allow them to reveal the perfection that is your life, my life, the life of the universe, not you, me, separate, but me as the whole universe, including what she did and what he said and what he didn't do. And how is to do this for ourselves, moment, moment of our life. And ours is to include, to extend this to all beings, with all beings, even those we react to, even those we have attachment delusions about. Because after all, the truth is, we are always awakened with the whole universe, with all beings as they are. And yet it's always up to us. So your task, my task, is to use and be used by our life in the circumstances that our life manifests, with the people that we are, with the body condition that we are, with the so-called mental condition habits, emotional reaction habits. All of that are this awakened life wisdom that's offered to us as our opportunity. Time swiftly passes, and if we miss an opportunity, gone. Of course, another one, so-called, will arrive, probably. But of course, we don't know. We just notice and take care of it now. That's why life and death are of supreme importance. Our only chance is this moment. Our only chance is you, to make your life as it is truly into your practice, not into a mental practice. I've got to take care of him, her, do this for them. Just because otherwise we fool ourselves in all sorts of ways. So please do not squander our life. Thank you.